Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
You have emptied your stomachs upon the sand.
Kunigaru is played by Buell Richardson.
That's why he's going to the carpenter wall and doing what the crab told him to do.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
He's a Shugenja, he does that.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
But they're definitely going to be telling some stories if they make it home.
Now, on with our show. So you've discovered the bodies hidden in the bushes, ripe with decay. You've estimated it's been about 3 to 5 days based upon the level of decomposition, especially regarding the bloating of several of them, the ones that have the ligature marks around their necks.
All right. Okay, let's start my investigation. Rolling medicine in air stance.
All right, TN2.
And unfortunately, I can't keep any with strife.
We're at a new scene.
Oh, new scene. Okay, cool. So down to half. So 4 strife. So that is 2 successes, 1 strife, 1 opportunity.
All right. What would you like to do with the opportunity?
I notice a distinguishing mark on one of the bodies, so I can identify them. Either now or later on. And positive ID.
All right. The one who's been scalped, you notice a mole on their, just below their collarbone.
Kitsuki-san, can you tell what clan they came from?
Not at the moment. There's no clothing to distinguish them, no tattoos. The only mark I found was this mole.
I will gesture to the Heinen to come on over. And I'm sure they're pretty exasperated about handling this right now.
And they're pretty exhausted from everything. I mean, how many bodies have they burned so far?
It's been weeks. No, wait, days. Or maybe hours.
No, it's been days.
But they're definitely going to be telling some stories if they make it home.
Yeah. If is always the operative word.
So before they actually take them away, it's hold. I'm going to put my hand, not touching since all you guys seem squeamish about it, but on the ground amongst them. And I'm going to commune with the spirits. So as I'm in void stance, I'm trying to get one of their spirits.
Are you sure this is wise? They may come back as the angry dead.
Actually, okay, before I do that, I'm going to look to see if I can see any taint. Detect for any taint.
Are you doing...
First, since... Yogo-san made the mention. I'm going to look for taint.
All right. That's still going to be theology. Yeah. Just because that's your theology.
So would you say it would be an analyze?
Either, you can either do it as air or water, depending on how closely. If you do it in air, you'll spend more time doing it, but it'll be a lower TN.
I'll do it air.
All right. It'll analyze. Be a TN 2. And just for a point of reference, water would have been a TN 3. You see why I said to take a look at it.
Okay, so I've got two successes and two strife. I decided not to keep my the exploded die roll. All it would have been another strife and an advantage. So I guess I'm looking for trying to determine if they're tainted or not.
There is no sign of taint whatsoever.
Okay, now I'm going to try communing with the spirits, and I'll make the roll, then I will describe how I'm doing this. Definitely keeping that exploding. I think I'll keep that success, and I will keep that one. So that will be three successes and a strife. So what I'm doing, I said, I'm putting my hand like in a piece of ground that's amongst them, but not touching. And it's, I call upon the spirits of the dead. Come join me or attend to me so that I can learn from you who did this and avenge you.
Is there a particular one that you'd like to have come?
Not really, because I'm looking at them, I don't see that anyone's different than the other, or do I see that...
Well, there's three that have got ligature marks. One that's been beheaded, you don't see the head anywhere. And one that's scalped. One that's been scalped.
There's one that was scalped, three strangled, and one was pierced. Probably a yari.
And then there was one person beheaded.
Okay, so there's still six?
Yeah.
We'll go for the...
I have some D6s.
We will go with the one that was beheaded. Because there's a reason why he has no head. All right, actually, is that the only blow on him was a killing blow, a beheading, or is there other wounds on him?
That's the only wound.
Okay. So no, I will go with the one that looked like a yari. Pierced him.
The one that was pierced?
Yeah.
All right. The spirit appears and has just blood continually draining from the wound. The wound still exists even in his incorporeal state.
Ask your questions.
Tell me who has... done this to you so that we may bring peace to unto you, so you may go to the afterlife.
They struck from behind, did not see, do not know.
I thank you. Since I really only get one question, so I've got.
Silene's over to Akira. What's he doing? Is he just talking to himself?
He's communing with the spirits of the dead.
Uh-huh.
He's a Shugenja. He does that.
Okay. I'll say your bonus successes. He's not going to haunt you.
Or attack you. Or something.
Because the commie sensed darkness right here.
Yeah. Question. While he's appearing, what is he wearing?
I was about to ask that.
I don't have to ask him that one. I can see it.
I'm going to let you choose, and I'll give you different information based upon which role. You can either do it as earth to recall, water to survey, or fire to theorize. The TN will be different, and the information you receive will be different.
Okay, so right now I'm taking a real quick look at the difference between culture and government, because both of those are under the scholar skills. Mm-hmm. So the culture covers knowledge of the Emerald Empire's customs, traditions, families, trends, geography, and practices. The government, the Diamond of the Samurai clans, rule various provinces. Where is it? This encompasses a strong understanding of political machinations and solid foundings. So yes, I would agree it would be culture.
Yeah. In the beginning adventure, the heraldry competition was using a culture check.
Yeah, I just wanted to, because we do know that that adventure was not necessarily dumbed down, but simplified some. Yes. So I'm trying to actually perceive based on what he's wearing, the coloration, and that. So,
that would probably be air, analyze.
Yeah, you can use anything but void. TNs are going to be different, so you will have to let me know.
I really don't see it as being recalling. Actually, no, I don't see it as recalling. I don't think I can use recall. Actually, I'm serving the outfit he's wearing to gain any of the information based like clan colors, Mons, way it's worn, his stance, way he's standing, whether it's bowed or straight.
So this will be a TN3.
Come on. I will keep that opportunity.
He's wearing the traditional white funerary robes. Just plain, simple, and white.
With a little triangle headband.
Pretty much.
So basically he was heading somewhere to a funeral. And he died.
Well, that's how he's envisioning himself now, that he's dead. Yeah. So one or the other.
Yeah.
So, and you have no idea which, because you can't really see anything else.
I thank you for your time. I bid you a safe passage. May you see your ancestors, and they clasp you with great joy. And I will end it.
And the spirit disappears.
Then I'll look over at the Heinen. Is it Heinen? Heinen.
Or Heinen. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Just stay consistent.
At the Heinen. We'll say Heinen. I'll look over the Heinen. Build a fire. Let us put them to rest.
Yes, Samurai Sama.
Would you like to be just laid out, rotting, or would you prefer to be put to rest properly so you may go to your ancestors?
We will build the pyre, Samurai Sama. Again.
No sake for them tonight.
We get sake?
I was going to ask the same thing. I give them sake? No, they must provide their own.
All right, they're doing that. I'm going to go off to one side, try and sketch the faces as best as I can.
All right. It is going to be a bit of a challenge because they are swollen and bloated. As one of the Heinen is just moving one of the bodies, the bloated stomach ruptures.
Oh.
And I'm actually going to have you guys all do a fitness roll. You are going to be doing an earth stance to withstand throwing up.
Oh,
What was the... Sorry.
I didn't say a TN.
He didn't say a TN.
For very good reason.
Give me that blood point, because I am out.
I'm also rolling for Psy.
All right. If you... So you've made your... Have you guys made your selections as to what you're keeping?
I'm actually looking for something. Is that a square we could use a void point after for reroll?
You can... While making the check, spend one void point to roll one additional die and keep one additional die. Or you may spend one void point to intercept an attack.
So, nope, I don't get to... I'm not back up to two void points, but...
All right. So you guys made your selections?
Yes.
If you have not gotten at least three successes, you have emptied your stomachs upon the sand. You have lost one. No, you've lost three honor for doing so in front of the peasants in Hunan. Actually, if you have not thrown up,
actually, I'm going to do this. I'm going to use my opportunity. I'm going to do it extremely carefully. So, additional may attempt to make it safer. So, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it so that I spend that opportunity to pretty much hide myself.
All right. So, you'll only lose one honor instead of three.
I was about to do the same thing.
All right. One honor instead of three.
Same here.
Okay, so all of you have emptied your stomachs, including Psy. Because it is pretty rank.
And I thought goblins stunk.
I thought they smelled bad.
On the outside.
I was really hoping that you'd poke him with your Jitte and it would explode all over you. I really was hoping for that.
I think I knew better.
Because that would have been a TN5.
Yeah, things I would expect. I would have gotten a bonus for dealing with things like, oh, goblins and Shadowlands creatures.
And to be honest, I myself am thinking of thrown up too. Ugh. Grody.
Yeah.
All right, are you going to camp out here while they're building this pyre, or what are you guys going to do?
First, get some water to wash out my mouth.
Well, you've got some jugs of water, shochu. You've got one thing of sake left. Only one.
Only one. The rest is soju.
Can I survey the area?
Certainly.
Because I want to see if there is a good spot to either a defensible spot to camp or... if we should probably press through the night.
All right. I'm going to have that be tactics.
Tactics.
That's actually what it would be. Yeah. And I'm actually... So he's looking for a good place. I'm going to be sort of doing the same thing, but I'm looking to see where a possible ambush could be coming from. So right. It's going to be a tactics. So, well,
Buell, yours is going to be air. Brent, yours is going to be water.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are TN2.
Okay. Come on. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Is there any bonuses for more successes or opportunities? You know what? I'm gonna try it. I'm going to go for it. See if I get an opportunity. If not... Oh, yay. All right, cool.
It was exploding success, but came up with an opportunity. So, exploding success with the strife, and gains an opportunity as the reroll. Which, I'm keeping those so I can get rid of that strife I gained.
two successes, two opportunities, and three strife.
All right. Is there anything you want to do with your opportunities?
A place where we can easily see but not be seen. I want to spend both opportunities to get one of those, a spot like that.
All right. Well, you know, it's not far from here. There's a small little clearing that is hidden by a thicket of bamboo. And as you go to it, you can see a few char marks from what may have previously been a campfire. From your point of view, you can't tell how long it's been there. Could be a day, could be a year. But it is a place that can be used as a campsite outside of the view of the road and relatively defensible because of the bamboo.
Is there a good... Yes. And it's easily defensible. And what time of day is it right now?
At this point, it's going to be probably around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to take hours to cremate those bodies.
And knowing that, it'll probably bring attention.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to... One of us should probably stay up the night and answer any questions that need to be answered when the dragonfly magistrates probably appear. And also monitor that we don't set the woods on fire.
Yeah, because you're in bamboo thickets.
Yeah, I will definitely be trying to keep a watch out.
Is there a water source nearby? I should have spent opportunities on that, but I thought the defensible position would be better.
Do you want there to be a water source nearby?
Does that cost me anything?
Because
if the answer is yes, then no. Then I'm good. Because I'm already at a very 9 strife, and I may have to... while I may have to do some airbrush... calligraphy in order to calm myself down.
There's a small creek, but very, very shallow and very, very narrow.
Okay. Because we're still in the mountains, so this is a very mountainous, we're kind of like...
You're getting to the mountains. These are kind of the foothills. Things are starting to get a bit more rugged.
Yeah, I'll do that. Like while they're waiting, I will ease myself with some calligraphy.
So you're starting to run a little low on your rice paper that you normally draw on. So you're kind of managing to go with what little scraps you can find left over at this point.
At this point, I'm like, if I have to carve it in the dirt.
Right around 10 o'clock p.m., you can hear footsteps coming down the trail.
I will awaken our Ashigaru and any Kuni and Kitsuki and Sai.
Well, Sai's been already awake.
Yeah, and I will stand... in earth stance near the fire with... Actually, Kitsuki would probably be better at standing there and open because it would be more acceptable if a dragon is seen than a scorpion.
Oh, yes. I'll actually get up. I will have the jitte of office very visible.
And I believe we are probably all in Emerald Magistrate robes.
I suspect so.
Yeah.
Well, at least badge of office showing.
I would be in my magistrate robes.
I'm still in my kuni robes, but I have badge of the magistrate showing.
Yeah. In my dragon robes and Jite in the obi, so.
A samurai wearing the pieced armor, the leatherworked armor. It's painted in blues, browns, and golds of the dragonfly family. Walks up. He's got several other samurai with him, and a couple Ashigaru. They're all in war gear, prepared for anything, and are armed fully, every single one of them.
And here I thought the dragonfly were pacifists.
Not all of them. Besides, just because you're a pacifist does not mean you are unable to fight.
The leader of the group walks up. I am Koshe Rin.
Koshe-san, greetings. I am Kitsuki Akira, Emerald Magistrate.
Oh, may I see your standard of office?
Pull out the standard.
He sees your jute. And he relaxes his hand from the katana at his side. What brings you to our lands?
You can't see that from where we are, remember?
I was near the fire too. But actually, I'm pointing my thumb to the wagon,
which is hidden.
Then I realized.
Pause. Think about smacking him.
I would not.
Kuni upside the back of the head.
That's very dishonorable.
Oh, yeah.
That is thinking about it. Not actually doing it. It's just not about to think about.
Kitsuki-san, we've recently had Doji Yuri, the Emerald Magistrate, come to talk about some communications we've had with some of the other minor clans. I'm confused as to why more Emerald Magistrates are coming to Gyuden Tanbo.
We were originally set on a tax collection run.
Oh, very well.
We came across this way and found about half dozen bodies on the side of the road. We were giving them a proper funeral.
Strange. Nobody, as far as we know, has been on this road for a little while now.
About 3 to 5 days.
I mean, the only person who's arrived in that time was the other Emerald Magistrate, as well as Kasuga Ten from the Tortoise Clan.
Doji Ren?
No, Doji Yuri.
Doru Doji Yuri.
This is Koshai Rin.
Okay, sorry.
No, not Doji Ren. Right. We are not bringing in those characters into this story.
I'm sorry.
No, there's Koshai Rin is the soldier, the samurai vassal family to the Tanbos. Okay. Doji Yuri is the Emerald Magistrate, and Kasuga Ten is the representative from the Tortoise Clan. Yay, lots of minor families.
Lots of minor families. Yep. But no otter.
Yet.
Yet. Kuni, could you describe him?
Trying to figure out what ring it. Kuni will describe the blacksmith, especially how he works his the metal and so
well, this will be a earth roll.
Well, that's a positive.
Yeah, because you're recalling information. I'm gonna go with
1,000.
And this will be a TN2.
One success.
You don't really remember him all that well for describing. For describing this, his smithing work, you can describe this on my technique that he uses to a T. Unfortunately, that means absolutely nothing to Koshiren. Yeah. You see the little ellipses, or not ellipses, the...
Question mark.
Question mark over his head.
Yeah.
Just, huh? No, I have not seen anyone of that description ever.
It was a long shot.
Meanwhile, have you noticed anybody, any samurai or person of note missing that had a mole on, and I gesture to where the mole was, because Yoga would remember. I don't.
Collarbone.
Just below the collarbone, yes.
Not that I know of.
That was the only distinguishing mark on the slain. Yes, they were slain. And I don't describe, and I'm just kind of go...
We will... monitor. I will have my Ashigaru and your Hinan monitor the funeral pyres. Why don't we escort you back to our castle?
Very well.
If you need rest, feel free to sleep in your cart. We'll ensure that you get there safely.
Kuniguru walks alongside.
It's first light as you get to the castle. You're welcomed in and permitted some rooms, as well as shown the bathing facilities.
Ah, yes.
In a couple hours, we will have a meal ready for you, and then you can meet with our daimyo, Tanbo Hisuga, and his son, Tanbo Soden.
Very well.
Koshiren bows to you and then heads off.
I bow respectfully of station, which I think is very much higher than him.
Yes, you're of a higher station than him.
However, we are not higher station from the person we are about to meet.
Yes. So you have some time to, if you need to drop your strife again, now is a time you can do that. You have a little bit of time to bathe, freshen up, take out your tanto and give yourself a shave.
Head to the blacksmith, pound out a bit of iron.
We don't need to hear what you're pounding out.
Yeah, the blacksmith's not going to be at the forge at this point in the morning.
Of course not.
It's about 4 a.m. right now.
I'm going to try and refine our report so it's like not that quick gibberish that I made earlier in an absolute panic of Maho, which I'm strongly suspecting this entire region is from filled with. So hopefully this reduces strife. We'll see. What's the TN on this?
You're refining it. It's going to be TN2.
You know
it's an average task for you.
I'm going to keep that void. I'm going to keep my void point for now. I'm sick of using it. Keep that one. That one. And I'm going to dump these two already. Despite having like a crap ton of explosions. Still going.
Oh, wow. So one, two, three, four successes. Two opportunity. Artisan. Okay, I'm going to spend two to resplendently or to subtly quality item I'm refining, which is I'm going to subtly hint that how I'm going to subtly hint at my displeasure with Karasu's handling of the whole situation. Just very subtly, like, Karasu senpai. And basically, that's all I'm doing, is instead of putting Karasu-sama, I'm putting Karasu-senpai. It's like, Karasu-senpai has since ordered us, blah, blah, blah. So on and so on. Sent letter to Karasu Senpai.
And you've got a one going to the Emerald Champion.
Yeah. Which I think he's, I don't know, it's, wait, is this a Kodo?
This would be a Kodo.
Okay, cool.
I just thought of something. We really should have cleansed the site that we were just at. Both commies did say there was darkness
on the way back. Does Akira, or not Akira, why am I going? Yeah, does Akira wear armor?
Not at the moment. If you want to make him armor, he would not object.
That's going to take too long for what I need. Actually, I'm going to, so I was reading under for my passion. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Sai and go, may I see one of your blades? I will be right here. I will not take it out of your sight.
Well, I guess that wouldn't be an issue. Do be careful. It is very sharp on many sides.
And I'm going to basically inspect it, try and determine how it's crafted, what type of smithing techniques be used, and if it's a single piece of steel, if it's multiple pieces welded together.
All right.
Really? Wow.
It looks like Asawa is back.
No, I got successes.
You just got a lot of strife?
Let's see. So far, on my ring dice, there's a success, which I'll keep that one. There's an exploiting success with strife, a success with strife, and on my skill dice, it's blank. I will keep that exploding success with strife as I'm trying to reduce my strife. And I'll get a success. So I get three successes and one strife to reduce three strife.
You notice, you can tell that it's one, it had been one piece of iron that had been bent and bored and split to form all the different, the many different points. There, the handle is simply laminated wood over an internal tang.
And as I spend the next hour doing this, once I'm done, I will then hand it back properly, which is blade facing down.
Every side has a blade on this thing.
Well, it's facing down.
Yeah.
Well, main blades, yes.
Yes.
It's not a square with all four sides having blades. It's you can place it up and down. So it's basically front and back or edged. So I will hand it back. Thank you. I may wish to look at it again later. That was very calming.
You're welcome, Samurai Sama. All right. A little bit later, some peasants come in serving you plates of mostly rice with seasoning and some pieces of grilled fish as your main breakfast.
Well, eat and enjoy.
There's a small bowl with some sort of other meat in it. Only Kitsuki Akira knows for a fact what it is as mountain tuna.
I haven't had this in a while. And yes, he is going to enjoy the mountain tuna as well.
There's a tap at the shoji screen, and you can see the shadow of a probably a man behind it.
Enter.
The door slides aside, and you see Koshiren in a more of a yukata. He's still got his katana and wakizashi at his side. Emerald Magistrates, my daimyo and champion will see you now.
And this is dinner?
This is a little bit after breakfast, so not lunchtime.
So we wouldn't be meeting like everybody at this point. That more for dinner.
Yes. This is a more of a private meeting.
And I believe I, at this point, would already have sent ahead the report I was going to give to him, the refined report.
Yeah. Well, you would have had one report go out.
Yes, and I'm... Yeah. But that was more of a hasty, like, get this there at ASAP, we have issues.
Yeah, this is the Blades Misa report that he's already got.
And, or... Would I send that ahead, or would I hand that to him direct?
You had sent when we when you guys left the first village.
Mm-hmm. No, second village.
The second village.
Because sent off one to here, one to our lord, and then sent it.
And the only one we've heard from is Karasu.
Who said, get your butts to work.
You sent a third one off, you wrote a fourth one and destroyed it so the enemies couldn't get it. As per Kitsuki Akira.
As per bureaucracy, yes.
So, right now, my refined report, which is the whole detailed thing.
Yes.
Would I hand that to his chamberlain, or would I hand that to him directly?
You would take that to this meeting. So, you're guided to a rather large room. Tatami mats are covering the entirety of the floor, so there's no hardwood. There's some cushions for you on the floor. And at a slightly raised dais, there's a older gentleman is kneeling there just on his cushion.
What is the seating for... the sitting position that you're... God, I can't remember his name. There's a specific sitting position that is like, oh, this is polite, that nobody likes to do because it...
Because it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
You can just say you're kneeling on the mat. The cushions are there for you to sit on.
Yeah. Walk in, do the respectful bow of station.
He nods his head back at you.
Kuniguru is not carrying his wakizashi, just the jitte. So he's bringing no true weapons. Because the jitte is a...
I don't know. You can bring your wakizashi. It's like bringing a full-on katana. Or a full-on, like, I don't have my knife. I don't have my shuriken. Right. Including the one that has the whatever... crap. The words. The fuda. Ofuda on it.
No, it's knowing that they are typically a pacifist for the most part. He is showing respect to them by not bringing the wakizashi. All right. But he is dressed with the kabuki makeup. He has the headband that looks like an oni skull.
I roll my eyes.
So you've come at last to Kyuden Tanbo. I got your letter a couple days ago. Did you bring those blades with you?
Yes.
Are they secure?
Yes.
You probably because Sai's not going to be with you at this meeting. He's probably sitting there guarding the blades.
Basically, he's told, guard these blades, let no one touch them, do not touch them yourself.
You will not be healed this time if you touch them.
If you touch them, you will be sent to the shadow, to the carpenter's wall, and you will do what the crab tell you to do.
If you make it, because I'm not healing another person with that, just after what happened last time.
No, that's why he's going to the carpenter wall and doing what the crab told him to do.
Yeah, but he's going to bleed out before he gets there anyways. Yes, we were waylaid many times. I will hold out and wait for him to tell me to bring it over to him.
Well, there are many shrines in the Dragonfly Lands.
I wish we were waylaid by shrines, but we were waylaid by much fouler deeds.
He makes a slight motion, and from kind of a side chamber, another samurai who's in a kimono walks over, takes the scroll, carries it over to Tanbo Hisuga. He opens it up and spends a bit of time reading it, leaving you guys in silence.
We wait in uncomfortable silence.
Yes.
Kuniguru meditates a little.
Yeah, uncomfortable in more than one way.
He rolls the scroll back up, hands it back to that same samurai who he then walks back into a hidden room.
That is quite the tale. Do you have proof besides the blades?
Kitsuki-san and Kuni-san can collaborate our report.
Well, this is something that we must deal with here in our Dragonfly Lands. Kitsuki-san, being a dragon, you are familiar with our customs. What would you say should be done to the villages? The one that had the weapons... And the one that seems to have made them.
The villages themselves, I believe, have already gone through enough. We are still tracking down the individuals responsible.
So you're going more with the compassion?
Yes.
That is very honorable of you. Kuni-san, your sort tend to favor a bit more action. What would you have us do with the villages?
Tanba-sama, the villagers themselves are innocent of the knowledge. The person who is guilty of creating the blades has fled. We seek him as we also try to perform our duties to the magistrate. For the villages themselves, as Kitsuki-san has said, compassion, for they are innocent of the crafting. They do not know how to craft. They were as shocked as we are shocked to find out as we were to find it. I have tested them. None of them are tainted. As you said, I am usually, my family is very much action. Also, my school is even more.
And at this time, you are giving consult of inaction. That those words coming from you hold a lot of weight. I will let the villages remain as they are, unless somebody has set up for an accident to happen. And he's looking at the scorpion in the room.
Well, you can only see my eyes and my mouth, but my mouth isn't. My mouth remains impassive, and so do my eyes.
Very well. And how long do the three of you plan to stay with me in Kyuden Tanbo?
Actually, what was... So we are very behind schedule.
More or less, yes. Yeah, you're about 4 or 5 days behind schedule at this point if you are going with the taxes to the castle of the Emerald Champion.
I believe as soon as we collect the taxes, we must hastily depart. I am apologizing, but there are many shrines to the Emerald Magistrate's castle, and we are expected soon.
Understandable. Well, at least be my guests for dinner tonight. You can leave in the morning when you're well rested.
We thank you for the invitation.
No, I do have other meetings. I am to meet with a representative of the Tortoise Clan tonight. Today. So if you wouldn't mind.
Of course. Thank you for your time.
We bow, and I walk backwards past his retainers, and then I will turn around.
Actually, I believe it's three paces back. Three paces, then turn.
Yeah. As you step out, you run into a person who might rival Hidaka Sada in height and size. You know, easily a head taller than even Kuniguru.
Do I recognize this person?
You can see some crab-esque features, but he is not anybody you would know. And he's not quite crab enough for your recognition.
Is he wearing the Tortoise Clan Mon?
He is wearing the Tortoise Clan Mon.
I didn't think the tortoise were that tall.
This one is.
As I said, there are some crab-esque features.
His mother was a crab.
I am not surprised. It would
pause for a moment, look up at him, do a respectful bow.
He bows lower.
I do the proper bow as well. All the while, internal monologuing. His mother was a crab, his father smelled of elderberries, and I need a drink.
I will be thinking about, I will do a bow and walk on past without saying a word.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Esmond International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx Animalia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG, that's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with Earth.